Boss Man Show with my guy. He's moved up in life. He's moving on up to the west side.
Now to the northwest. Portland, baby.
He's going to the WCC, the Portland Pilots. He's repping the pilot gear as we speak. Man. It's my man, you Legs. What's up, bro?
You see it. Hey, we done switched up. Nah, I'm doing doing good, man. We're doing good. Still here trying to pack up everything with the wife and, you know, try to get over to Portland, man. We're finishing this up. We got, you know, my two little kids. We got to get them all situated. Then we go handle some stuff. So everything else is good, man. Everything besides that part is good.
And the last time we talked, man, you was playing away Kansas in Eastern Washington, man. And, bro, you coached your butt off that game, man. You coached your butt off.
It.
You had
boys
your
played,
team
man.
Prepared, and you had them boys scared at Kansas, man. You was doing it big, and I'm like, man. We talked earlier that week, man. I was like, Lance, he's going to be calling me. He's going to be back on the show.
I told you I was going to call you after the game. We ain't had nothing else but watch the next game. But, nah, it was a good game. You know, Kansas showed why, you know, they're one of the better teams in the country every year. They went and did with, you know, they out-athleticed us. They got some rebounds, and they made some plays and some in transition that really, you know, changed the game in a different direction, man. Yeah, you gotta be better. 10 points better than that team going down the stretch, you know, if you're trying to get an upset like that. And you know, we were about 6-7 points during that stretch, and that's when they made the little run, got us some offensive rebounds, putbacks, you know, a 50-50 call went their way. You know, a couple things happened that really changed the tide of that game. But you know, I was proud of my boys' effort. They played hard, they played, you know, they put everything on the line, they did what they needed to do. And you know, we were almost there to win. You know, I thought for about 33 minutes we were the better team, and then in spurts they just showed you why they were Kansas, and it showed you why they had top 100 guys. And Coach Self did a great job of getting his guys, you know, settled down during those big stretches. Shows you why he's a Hall of Fame coach.
No doubt, it shows you. But it shows about you too, brother, that you use your schemes and you coach your butt off, and you represent it well for yourself and your school, because even though you left Eastern Washington, it's going to help them down the road. The fact that you got them there to the tournament.
Hell,
back-to-back Biscayne championships, man. I must say.
That's so what we'll say. And
your legacy there is golden there. It's solid. Yeah. They know. You took them back to the promised land, and you, for 30 minutes of that game, was a better team against Kansas.
Yeah, exactly.
An all-time great team without a lifetime contract can build itself at Kansas.
Lifetime. You see that? Lifetime. I'm trying to see what that feels like. A lifetime contract. All right, let me get one early.
Yes, indeed.
but he does a heck of a job, man. And he's one of the better guys. You know, talking to him after the game, and just he's one of the realer coaches that I've dealt with that's been on that level, you know. Not big time, just, you know, regular dude. What's good? You know, great game. Y'all had us, man. You know, stuff like that. You usually don't get that from them types of coaches, but at the same time, you don't know them coaches like that. So, you know, that was one of the first ones I had a great, you know, conversation with after the game. So, you know, he gave some good, nice words of wisdom. And then I gave him some, well, let me borrow one of them big boys. let me go get one of them rebounds. Nah, but it was a good game. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, man, Eastern is in good hands. You know, it's a good spot. I mean, you leave it, you know, better than when you found it. And that's all that, you know, you could try to do. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't happen the way you thought it would happen. You know, I thought I'd finish out here and do everything from here. You know, I really wanted to, but you know, things happen, and you got to make, you know, life changing decisions, and you know, try to do what's best for you and your family, even though you care so much about the young men at that university. You know, I care for all those kids. We recruited all those kids, and you know, I know all their families, and we're tight. And one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do is tell the guys I was out of here. You know, and in that sense, it's just a tough deal. You know, and it's, sometimes you just don't know why what happened, but you know, like I said, life's life. It moves on. You gotta just like this whole year that our team had to react to different things. That's what I had to do. You know, towards the end of the year, I had to figure out what I was going to do. You know, the last thing on my mind was leaving these boys. But at the same time, I was kind of, you know, I had to do it because I just had to make sure we were secure. Me and my wife and our two kids were secure moving forward. You know, in our lives, you know, you're going to that last year of your contract and you've been doing well. You just got to figure out what you're going to do next, because you never know. You might not get offered another contract. There might not be any jobs open. So you had to, had to make a decision. So it's a tough one, but it's what I'm going to live with. I'm excited about doing it, but you know, I love Eastern. I gave my first shot as a head coach and able to move on, you know, and that's something I spent 13 years here, 12 or 13 years here. And so that's a big deal. You know, I'm not a guy just trying to find a new job and bounce every time I had an opportunity. I wanted to, you know, build something great. And I thought we were on the way to that. You know, I just, you know, wish we'd had a shot to be able to keep building. But again, you know, it's a business and some spots want to go a different direction. So that's sometimes how you have to do it.
Selfish legs. I'm happy you're in Portland because that's an easy Hawks trip for me. When the Blazers are so selfish, I'm like, a free trip. We're talking about my man right now in Portland when you come to the Blazers. So, hey, I'm like, that's a great move, legs. I like it. Selfishly.
No, you ain't lying. I mean, I finally get to go, you know, get to finally kick it with you. I get to take my wife to an NBA game eventually. You know, she's been to NFL. She's been she's never been to an NBA game. And I can't believe I haven't taken her to one. But I'm looking forward to doing that. That's going to be amazing. It gives you a greater challenge. You have a great challenge moving forward. It's going to be something that is exciting for me and my staff. And, you know, we're just looking forward to trying to build something special there because Portland's an amazing city. And it's an amazing university. And I'm looking forward to, you know, pushing the Portland Pilot brand out there.
And the WCC, man, is, as you know, Gonzaga, championship game tonight, is the representative of the WCC. So you're going to get up some Mark Few and, you know, I'm my guy Golden, you know, Stoudemire's at Pacific, you know, Lorenzo Romar at Pepperdine. So it's some dudes in that league, man, that you're going to be going up against. St. Mary's, man, always tough out there, man.
Yep.
You know, Santa Clara, where my man Lloyd Pierce went to school at. So, like, so, man, it's like you in a league with some dogs. But I said, my guy done moved up. So some big hitters I've seen in WCC though.
It's something that it's something you do. You want to do as a competitor. You know, you got a great league. Obviously, we're playing for the championship tonight. Our league is, you know, they went ahead and beat UCLA, which is you know, one of my favorite schools when I was younger. So that was a fun game to watch. But you know, it's something special because you know Lorenzo Romar recruited me. You know, so I get to play coach against him. Mark Few recruited me, get to coach against him. You know, you get to go see, you know, like you said, Santa Clara's got Herb Sendek. They got some really good coaches. Stan Johnson's building something special down at LMU. You know, you got San Diego down there that, you know, a couple years ago was really good. They're going to be right back into the thick of things. You got Damon Stoudemire, the second best lefty point guard in the WCC after me. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. But he was my favorite player when I was growing up. You know what I mean? You know, so there's some really good coaches in this league. Then obviously you got St. Mary's and BYU. I mean, it's going to be a fun league. And, you know, it's going to be something that I look forward to night in, night out. It's going to be great games. And so that's the best part about it. You know, obviously, you know, from you know, the past, Portland ain't been that great. But, you know, that's the past. We're moving forward. You know, everyone keeps talking about that, this and the other. I'm like, shoot, it's a great city. You know, great facilities, great people to work with. And, you know, you're traveling, you can go recruit there. So I'm looking like there's guys. You just got to go find them, coach them, and put your best foot forward and see what's good. And I think, you know, I think we'll put a good brand of basketball out there, and I think people will want to come play for me.
And so, my guys in Georgia, you can fly to Portland from Atlanta. You can fly from PDX from Hartsville,
Texas.
Like, so, hey, guys, man, look, Legs is my man, so –
Yes.
Go play for my man, young men. Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there for you, Leagues.
Give me some guys who can shoot the three and defend. We all right.
Three and D, guys. 3 and D.
Man, then put the ball on the ground for two dribble pull-ups. I'm living. We living. The pull-up ain't dead in our offense. We play it, baby. So come and hoop. You know, that's what I tell the guys all the time. Come play. And, you know, I just think it's a special place. And I think, you know, I think we're going to do everything we can to make it good. Obviously, you know, the coaching staff before us, you know, did what they could. I you know, Terry Porter is one of the nicest men that people have said. They say he's an unbelievable person, and you know, got in some bad spots last year and the year before. So, you know, he had some really good young men in his program. And so I got to speak to them and when I got the job, and it's been really good. So looking forward for that whole deal. So, man, moving forward is going to be tight.
And how cool has it been to build relationships with these new guy legs? You're the new guy legs. You know, they don't know you. They know you from afar. So how's it been trying to build a bond with your new guys now, knowing that they're your guys now, let them know who you are and what you're about and what this program is going to be about going forward?
Well, it's tough because that transfer portal hit us, hit Portland pretty hard. And so, you know, we got to bring in some new guys. Now we got to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, but we got to get that going in the right direction. And so, you know, you got to be who you are, you know, and you got to be genuine. You can't be fake. And, you know, you got to tell these young men like, hey, you know, we're moving forward, but it's going to be different than it was last year. I'm not saying that last year was wrong, but we're just going to do it a different way. You know, everybody's trying to win any way they could. And that's what you got to do. And so moving forward, you're going to try to do it my way. And that's what, you know, what we're going to try to do. And we got to figure out different things. And I think the staff that we're putting together is going to implement those things. And the players we're getting in are going to be right there on point with us. And it's going to be a lot of fun to see how they, you know, see how they react to everything as we move forward, a different culture, you know, and you know, different ways of being held accountable for different things. And so moving forward is going to be, it's going to be interesting for some of the guys, but it's also going to be interesting for us because, again, this is something new for all of us in this situation. You know, I'm pretty sure no players have ever been with this, and this is my first time, you know, coming to a new spot. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes moving forward.
Most definitely, man. And you know what, Liggs, is also good is this, man. You can talk to Terry Stotts, former mm-hmm. Atlanta Hawk head coach, a nice man. Yeah. Lean on Coach Stotts, man. He's a great dude,
he'll
man.
Be huge.
So I love that dude. Hawks should have gave him some more time, but they didn't, of course, because that was that's why I worked was around. So I can't take credit for that. That's why I was there. But I wish he was around for a little bit more longer. But yeah, man. Yeah. Like, having a guy like that in your backyard to lean on to help you, like in a big city like Portland, that you go to an NBA coach and say, hey, what's your thoughts about this? How does that feel for you knowing you had that resource right there in your backyard pretty much to go to?
That's huge. And, you know, I'm definitely going to reach out to him and try to get him to where, you know, get him to where it is like, you know, where he understands I'm not just coming to him because, you know, he's the NBA guy, but I'm coming to him really as a colleague trying to figure a couple things out because he's doing it at the highest level, you know. He's a professional, and so that's going to be huge. I've had some guys, you know, moving up, like as I coach, you know, you got guys you could always lean on, and being able to, you know, hey, if you got a couple minutes, you know, can you, you know, I want what are you guys are doing on this, because they run a great offense. You know, I've stolen some things from them offensively, defensively. Obviously, is something that, you know, we're going to be looking at and working on daily. But you know, that's something that's going to really, you know, push us in the right direction. So it's going to be great to have somebody lean on like that right there. And I'm definitely going to reach out to him when I get settled and see if he, you know, I know he's busy with his schedule and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, there's a couple guys that reached out to me since I got the job that I'm really close with. And you know, they definitely could help me as we move forward in this deal, because again, like you said, Portland's easy to get to and everybody wants to come to Portland for some reason. They said they like the city. It's unbelievable. I've gotten more calls to come visit than I've gotten in 13 years. I've been in Cheney, Washington. I've gotten probably quadruple the calls to come visit. Hey, let me stop by. I'll come check out practice, man. I'll be there. I said, man, I've called you 10 times to come check it. I'd pay for everything for you to. Yeah, I just didn't have the time, but now they got the time. So it's going to be one of those things where I'm going to have some pretty good coaches come in and check us out, because, you know, going through this whole business, you meet some really good coaches, and you meet some guys that, you know, are now retired, now relaxing and getting to watch hoops for a living now. And they want to come check it out and see what we got. And so that's also going to help us as we move forward too.
And for you, Legs, how's it cool if it's a lot of these guys of these black coaches getting hired this cycle, man? I know I'm happy to see like you and Rashawn Bruno, Nate James, Will, Michael Shrewsbury, my brother DePaul, Ben Johnson up there in Minnesota. I'm loving what Jordan Mincy down there at Jacksonville. So how's it to see the black coaches now getting hired this cycle, and ADs and presidents saying, hey, let me give you that opportunity and get these jobs that are very important to us being in this business and getting young. A lot of kids are black kids anyway who are playing college basketball. Yeah. So having representative of who they are as the head man, it's going to be even better for a young man that want to come play for a guy in some of these universities.
Yeah, and it's great. You know, it's great people are getting opportunities. I mean, that's the thing you need. You need opportunities, you know, and when you get them, you got to run with them. You know, you can't get them and then just be like happy you got it. You got to get it and run with it. You know, you can't just rest on it and be like I got the job. You got to get it, and you got to go win. And you know, that's the best part. You got to make sure you're getting great young men. You're putting them. You graduate them. You're doing everything the right way, and you got to do it. And you know, it's been a good cycle. You know, for African American coaches, to get the opportunity, you know, and you know, there's still some really good coaches out there that need opportunities. Just all of them, you know, because there's been some guys I've known for a long time that's been coaching about 32 years, ain't have no shot. And then you can start getting comfortable and you don't have belief in yourself. So now you're seeing people get hired and you're like, well, I can go do that. And I think it's given a lot of more people some more belief in trying to, you know, set their goals high again. And that's the best part about it. You know, I've been a head coach I'm going in my fifth year, and you know, sometimes I'll be on a call or two and they just be like, man, we have no shot. And you could just hear it in their voice. Like, we ain't gonna get hired. It ain't gonna be a chance for us. And now you've seen the cycle. Now you see everybody thinking, okay, I have a chance. I have a shot to go get hired. Let me get back on my grind again. I'm not just going to be, you know, pigeonholed into the recruiting spot, or pigeonholed into, you know, oh, I could only work with, you know, this position. No, I'm not pigeonholing. They're like, okay, we can get a shot. We got an opportunity. And so that's the best part, seeing people and seeing some new fresh blood out there. You know, it's getting to a point, you're going to see a lot of coaches starting to retire here in a bit. And some of these big time jobs are going to open up. And it's just going to open up a lot. See, that's another thing, you know, with coaches is some of them don't leave for a long time. And so it's hard to start, you know, getting different coaches in, because these coaches, being like Roy Williams, he was 30 plus years. Like, and it was like, man, you know, that's big time. And so now that opens up that spot. Who's going to take that job? That opens up another spot. So that's when you see, you know, once you see some of these old, you know, some of these old school coaches that have been doing it for a long time, that are all time greats, retire and start putting up, that's when you're going to start seeing new guys, and those new guys will be sitting in them spots for another 30 years. They'll be great coaches. They'll be there for 30 years again, you know? And so, you know, as you see that, like, you'll see a lot of other things moving, but you know, a lot of the times we don't get to see all the movement because, like, no one's going to talk about, you know, Austin Peay hire, you know, they're not going to talk about an Eastern Washington hire, but they're going to talk about who just got hired at North Carolina. Everybody's wondering who's going to get hired in North Carolina. Those are the jobs that people are looking at. And so, when you keep getting those opportunities and you see some new blood and some marquee jobs like that, that's when things are going to start really shaking up. And that's what I'm looking forward to watch who's getting these big time jobs, and, you know, seeing how they're going, you know, putting their foot forward and seeing what they're going to do. And, you know, that really starts shaking things up when those big time, those old school 1-3-4 national championship coaches, you know, retire. And now we're going to see, you know, a lot more movement, and it's going to be a tidal wave, because it's going to happen. Like, all of them will start retiring soon together. You know, I know they're trying to shoot for the number one win spot and all that, and all, you know, go for that. But it's going to be a lot of fun as you see, you know, the coaching culture change a little bit, how it's going to move forward. And so I'm looking forward to that as that's just game between the game, like my boy Rasheed would say. And so that's one of those things where you're looking forward to things, and you're just going to see how it all ends up, because it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to see some cats and be like, man, I can't believe he got that job, man. But you're going to see it. And then now that job opened up another job, and now you're going to see some different hires. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Well,
that's why this show is here, Legs, to make sure I get these guys off the talk on this platform. Mm-hmm. Number 9 for media market in the country here, a national show, a brother who got your back. I ain't here to hurt you. I ain't going to hurt you. I'm not here to hurt you now.
So, yeah, no, nah, we know. Yes. We know. Man.
Some guys don't do it, Legs. Some guys don't want to
come. That's okay. Sometimes you got to keep what you got and be a little nervous. You know, some guys, it's hard to trust in this business. And so it's sometimes you know, there's guys out there trying to get you to get some clicks. And then there's some guys that really trying to help you and really want to just put you out there and give you some more exposure. And you're one of them guys, man. And I appreciate it. You're one of my first interviews, you know? And so, you know, there's some guys out there, though, that just get you so you can be clickbait, so they can ask you something that puts you on the spot. And it's hard, because, you know, you say the wrong thing, and now you're in a whole different set of, you know, questions. And now you're getting questioned by other people, and now it's a big deal. And now, you know, your brand or however you want to look at it is now tarnished because of a question you asked that you didn't even want to answer. And you probably didn't answer it the correct way or whatever. And so put you in a bad spot. So it's hard sometimes to do these interviews, because you never know what the interviewer is going to ask. And so, you know, sometimes you don't answer a question that says volumes too. And so you just got to be, you know, you got to be careful with who you dealing with. And, you know, just depends. Like, you might be in a bad, you might be having a bad day, and the question might not even be that bad, you know. And we've seen some of the greats, you know, go through some of those things. But lucky they're the greats, because if you ain't a great, you can't answer questions a certain way. And so, You know, that's the part that that's the part, you know, you're learning as a young, I'm learning as a young coach. I've been put in those situations all the time. You know, I'll answer them. I don't mind, but you know, they always put you in a tough spot. They'll put you in a spot where you don't want to be in, and now you're over here sweating like you just got done, you know, hooping, you know, and you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Get off that call. Like, man, I'll never talk to that guy again, ever. Don't ever put me with my mans again, man. And so that's the part that's tough and tricky, because, you know, you're trying to put yourself out there and you want to be able to, you want to be able to do different things. And, you know, it's just one of those things where I love doing interviews. I'll do them all because I want to put, you know, Portland out there. I want everybody to understand how great of a university I'm working at. So I'll talk to anybody, you know, and I'll go through any questions. I answer them all. And then afterwards, I'll just remember, can't go with that cat again. That cat over here trying to set you up with some things. That put him in the iPhone notes as no bueno, no yes. Bueno, never again. And then, you know, that's just how you got to handle it. And, you know, you guys are trying to do a job. We are too. And, you know, sometimes some guys are in it for different motives. And so just like coaches are in it for different motives, there'll be some reporters out there that are in it for different motives. So you just got to cipher through them, find the right ones. And then, you know, have great conversations and make life easy.
No doubt. Well, ladies, you know, we can talk all the time, ladies. You so good. I just let you do the talking, brother. Cause I just throw it out there, you do the talking, brother. I'll throw it out there to you. I can't give you the bread crew. Hey, you do the rest,
just,
brother.
Yeah, just kick it off. I got it. What's my man's name? The X back in the play for the Chiefs back in the day. I'm out. They made a video game move for my man. I'm like him, X Factor. I'm in.
Yes, indeed. Well, bro, I'm happy for you, ladies. I look forward to seeing the schedule when I see the Blazers and the Hawks play. And hey, call Josh about playing Tech too. I mean, she should want to play you right now. I'm just saying.
Man, I'm with you. I'm trying to play everybody. Again, I'm on the same page I was before. I'm trying to play everybody. Let's go get some wins and put our name out there. I think we'll be pretty good.
Hey, I got an idea for you. Back to back, whether it be Kennesaw, Georgia State, and Georgia Tech. What's up? Hey, figure it out. A Friday, Sunday, or Thursday, Saturday. Let's get it going.
I'm in for any of them. Anything back in Atlanta. I mean, they got players out there, man. Georgia's got hoopers. That's what people feel. Hey, man, and they're all throughout the SEC. I need at least two of them. Two of them, and all Georgia players are all throughout the SEC. I don't get that. I need a couple of them.
All right. I'm trying, brother. You see, I'm trying, buddy.
I appreciate it 100%, man. I do.
Hey, Liz, thank you for your time, buddy. Talk to you real soon, my guy. See you soon.
Hit me whenever.
No doubt, brother.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Peace.